Hello everyone, I'm your moderator, Amanda Valby with Cardiology Consultant. According to Go Red for Women, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, causing 1 in 3 deaths each year. With us today to talk more about heart health in women is Dr. Lakshmi Mehta, who is a non-invasive cardiologist and professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine at The Ohio State University. She also holds the Sarah Ross Soder Endowed Chair in Women's Cardiovascular Health and is the Section Director of Preventative Cardiology and Women's Cardiovascular Health at OSU. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you for having me.
So heart attack symptoms manifest differently in women than in men. Are the treatment options and prevention methods different for women as well?
Yes, you're right that the presentation of women with acute coronary artery syndromes or heart attacks can be different. And a lot of that has to do with atypical symptoms that women present with. But many of us in the cardiology community feel that maybe we should reterm, instead of saying atypical symptoms, women have typical symptoms for women. And so there might be gender-specific symptoms that we want to say as opposed to saying atypical presentation. But if we go by the terminology of atypical presentation, what's happened in the past is that women presented later with acute myocardial infarctions and therefore were less often given guideline-directed therapies. Now, that's really changed with the advent of recognition of myocardial symptoms in women. So in the past, the staple was thrombolytic therapies, and in the last several decades, cardiac catheterization with angioplasty and stenting has been the mainstay treatment for both men and women in terms of acute myocardial infarction treatment. But women undergoing primary coronary interventions have greater morbidity, likely due to acute renal failure and bleeding, as well as higher in-hospital mortality compared to men. There have been thoughts that weight and renal dosing of anticoagulant agents may help reduce the higher bleeding risks in women. And when we talk about thrombolytics, which is still used in some remote areas or if there's a delayed PCI, female sex has been shown to be an independent predictor of intracranial bleeding with thrombolytic therapies. Because women are more likely to have these complications for thrombolytic therapy, we do try and recommend primary PCI both for men and women. And although with primary PCI, women have a reduced risk of intracranial bleeding, women do remain at a higher risk compared to men of non-central nervous system bleeding events, such as vascular complications and needing blood transfusions, even if there's weight adjustment of the antithrombin agents. So female sex remains an independent predictor of bleeding, and so that can impact treatment. The other thing to remember is the core post-MI medications are antiplatelet agents, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and the angiotensin receptor blockers along with statins. Those are what we recommend for both genders, and there's similar benefits that have been observed regardless of gender. However, observational studies do show consistent underuse of these guideline-recommended therapies among women compared to men with acute myocardial infarction. Additionally, we typically think of myocardial infarctions of being obstructive coronary artery disease, but we're recognizing that women with MI have a higher frequency than men of having non-obstructive coronary artery disease at the time of their MI, either due to plaque erosion or coronary spasm or spontaneous coronary artery dissection. And so women with non-obstructive coronary artery disease in the setting of a myocardial infarction are less likely to be prescribed medications for secondary prevention of myocardial infarction. So they're less likely to be prescribed the antiplatelet agents and statins. And that ends up becoming a problem because women are at increased risk of having readmission, reinfarction, and death within the first year after a myocardial infarction. So even though there's data that similar treatment options are good for both men and women in terms of medications or in terms of primary PCI over thrombolytic therapy, we need to ensure that women are prescribed the appropriate medications, and adherence is key. So shared discussions with patients regarding the risks and benefits helps improve adherence rates and can help improve our rates of treatment in women. If anyone's interested in more information about acute myocardial infarction in women and the management and etiology differences, the American Heart Association has a scientific statement on acute myocardial infarction in women, which was in circulation in 2016.
Absolutely. Thank you again for speaking with me, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you very much for having me.